be done for the people here in Bavel. Nestam nami uladidan, nestam nami lesosim. But by us, it doesn't even cover up well. Rashi says, uladidan afilu nestam lesosim betmiya. It means it's a question like, the didan b'nei Bavel, need the loyachin lay, true, we don't eat from it, but lohochim miyo machtinin lay, the chelif tor liya saisim. At least we should hold that both of these fats, like at least this saisim, at least covers it up. Shaman mino, we hear from over here, that he the pligi day b'nei yertul b'nei Bavel, korer av nachrim bar chimso. That the fat that's the machlokes between b'nei Bavel and b'nei Eretz Yisrael, that b'nei Eretz Yisrael holds you lot eat from it. And the B'nai Bavel holds no, it's not even, does even suffer him. That's the fact of Bar Chimsa. V'ayinu d'yayisor chelev shevamokim heter shakev vosik keshes. Now Rashi explains like the fat on top of the cave, there are two types of fats here. Rashi says v'ayinu, that's Bar Chimsa is d'yayisor. And it's chelev shevamokim heter shakev vosik keshes. The cave is made like a round dough. When v'bachutz, the outside of it is covered yakshosa. It's called the fat of the Yakshosa. Or Mifnim, and the inside of it, that's called the Yaitra. The kids of the Bar Chimsa, that's the fat on the inside of the Kaver, that's called the Yaitra. That's what Gemara says, that the Yakshosa, the fat on the outside of the Keshes of the Kaver, like Kuliyamla, Pliga, the Yosa, that both, even B'nai Eretz Yisrael agree that that fat is also. That's called Chimsa. Ki Pliga, where's the Machlekes, the Yaitra? On the fat of the inside of the Kaver. On the inside of the arch. So that's called the Bar Chimsa, that the B'nai Yisrael held this mutatit, and the Bevel held this asatit, but called upon him, it should be sotam. Ika the Yami, some say no. The Yisra, the fat on the inside of the Keshes, that's Kuliyam, let's legal to show you. Everybody agrees that that's mutatit. That's the Bar Chimsa, and everybody agrees, even B'nai Bevel held you ready from it. Keep legal, where's the Machlekisto, Diak Shosom? On the outer fat, the fat that goes around the keshes. There's the machlokes of B'nai Bavel and B'nai Eretz Yisrael, if you're allowed to eat from it or not. Shmor says, this is, Ki hod di yomer av aviyo, that omer Rabbi Ami, that the makamtsin, that you have to scrape away some of the fats. Rashi says, Ki hod rasha lish nekamakos, going back to the first lotion, Rav Ami means marobu, from Eretz Yisrael, the omer ni says the makamtsin, means neitli memeno mat, yes, take peel off a little bit. Lamala mihi the Yisro, on top of the Yisro. If ne shechele vakeva sheikhov alov, the earth and the shah, the rest of it you can eat. So this is a proof to the first shot that the B'nai Eretz Yisro, the machlokes was on the Yisro, if that's mutter or not. But the Yakshosa that everybody agrees, that was osatit. And the chenom Rabbi Yanai, Mishum zok and echadim of an older person, that's makamtin, that you have to like scrape off some of that fat of the Yisro, and the rest of it you're allowed to eat. That's what the Eretz Yisrael holds. But enechnami, the Yakshos, everybody agrees it's also. Omer Rabbi Avi Raviva said, Omer Rabbi Avio, Hevi Kimna Kaimed Rav Ami, as once walking in front of Rav Ami, Komtsu, also the same thing, that he scraped off some of that fat. And he ate from the rest of it. Kid said that B'nai Eretz Yisrael held you let eat from the Yisro. From the Bar Chimsa, that fat you let eat from. Verse says, Shoma de Rabbi Chanino. Yeshmaya de Rabbi Chanino. But the servant of Rabbi Chanino had the koi kaim de Rabbi Chanino. Was once standing in front of Rabbi Chanino. Omelis, Rabbi Chanino told his shamish like, Komet, scrape off some of that fat. And hopefully the ichel, give me the rest of it, I won't eat from it. So Rabbi Chanina saw a chazid heavy komachsim, he saw like he hesitated. He wasn't sure to do it or not. So Omalei, Rabbi Chanina said back to his shamish like, Bavloyat, you come from Bavel, true, you hold this also. His soul, Bavloyat, goyim shadi, like peel, goyim means like cut off no thing, and try to throw it away, and Echnami, you hold that this ice throw, even the Bar Chimsa is also teeth. Throw it away, do not eat from it. The mashma, that's the locha. The wheel, even the yisro, is also osatit. Just salsam it is, but it's osatit. Tani b'don like this. Here is Shimon Gamliel Leimer. B'nei mayin shenikvu v'lecha seis mosang shera. You have the b'nei mayin, the insides of the animal, that there was a nekev in it, and Vallejo, some wetness came over there and was sosimit. It closed up the nekev. Slacher is ksheira. Now the question is, my lecha, what type of wetness over there, what type of mucus that came out like that was sosam of the nekev? They say it's kosher. Some Rav Kana says, Shirko de Maya de Nokav Agav Ducha. It means to say, it's the type of mucus that comes out of the intestines when it's under pressure, when it's moved around when it's pressed down with pressure, then this type of mucus comes out. So that mucus is a good steamer that will close up the hole and the animal will be kosher. Oh, yeah. He must have a gemiri that chavred Rav Abba, that the chaverim learned of Rav Abba from Rav Abba. Umani, who was this chaverim? Who was that? That was Rav Zeira. So Yamala, some say no, it was chavred Rav Zeira. It was Rav Zeira's chaverim. Rav Zeira learned from Rav Zeira. Umani, who were they? Rav Abba. And what some of gears to what? Tom Rav Abba, what bread? Rav Chia, Bar Abba, the Kisahochi, Oma, Rav Yechanan. The Lofa Kashimu Megamlio Betrefa. So we pass from a Kashimu Ben Gamliel in Nilchus Trefus. We'll soon see which halacha. And Valocha Krebi Shimon Biyovel in Hilchus Havelus, we pass from like Krebi Shimon. So when it says, Halocha Krebi Shimon Ben Gamliel Betrefa, which halacha do you mean to say? Hod the Amorim. That would just cut from the saying. Halocha Krebi Shimon Ben Gamliel. That the last loch with the Bnei Mayan Shenik for Velecha Seismosa Ksheira. That there's a hole in the Bnei Mayan in the intestines, like in the Kishkis, and there's some mucus that comes out and sauce from it, that's called the good steamer. So it's like a paskin like him. That halach we pass the Tlakula, that mucus that comes out is called the good steamer, clogs up the hole. Now, where's the loch of Krebshimin Biyovu Mayan? Where's the loch of Krebshimin Behilcha Tavelis? The Tanan went like this, or the Tanya. The first 3 days that they're sitting Shiva, Rashi says, so, bo mimokim korus. If a person, one of the Kraven, a brother, that wasn't there b'shach Lavaya, and he comes now to join sitting Shiva, so bo mimokim korus moini moim. He has a right to count with them. Rashi says, dem loihoya echad min havelim b'bayis. Even though he didn't know about it, the veil is chal upon him. As long as he comes during the first 3 days. If he comes even in the middle of the third day, he has a right to count that's his third day of availus, since he could have been there by the first day. If he comes from a faraway place, then then he has to count his own counting. He has to start the day that he finds out about it. He starts his own count of 7 days. Mikan v'yelech. What's going to be after Shiva, after 3 days? Then afilu bo mimakom korav moin liyatzmi. Even though he comes to sit with the rest of the family, and it's the fourth day of Shiva already, so then he has to count his own. For him, it's his first, the other is the fourth. We have Shimon Aimer, afilu b'yom hashvi. No. Even if the seventh day that the family is sitting Shiva already, bo mimokim kor, if a brother comes from a nearby place, he didn't hear about it yet, and he first finds out about it on the seventh day or the sixth day of Shiva, and he comes and sits down with them, is moini moim, still has the right to go to Kula to count with them, and when they get up, he has the right to get up also. That's Nilchas Avelos, the Paschal Kriv Shimon. Now, Omar man dehu, Iske v'yesek v'yagmar l'shmaita mipumei demara. Like he said, like, mandu iske, whoever will be zeicha, he should be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael and learn the locha from his Rebbe himself. So that one was, ki solik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, echad min atamidim means, lehoye zechurin elu, shesidra gemor mihu. As one of the tamidim said like this, Rashi was zeicha to go up to Eretz Yisrael, l'asra d'rab abba v'red d'rab chiyya barabba, and to learn this halacha, Rashi says, from Rabbi Chiva Rabba, Ragmei Mishmei, and he'll hear from him clearly if he really said halacha Rabbi Shimon or not. That's what he said. The one Talmud said, like, I would like to go up to that soul myself and hear clearly if he passed halacha Rabbi Shimon or not. Yes, the Mor says, Ki Solik, when the Talmud went up to Eretz Yisrael, asked the Rabbi Chiva Rabba, Bar Abba, Omale, he said to him, Omar Malach Hashem Megamliel B'Treifah, is it true that you really pass on Hashem Megamliel Nichas Treifah, so you go to Kula? Or Omale, he said back to him, no, Ho, Ein Halach Amri. I said, no, we don't pass on Hashem Megamliel. Adar Abba, that's not called a stima, that mucus. Then he asked him, Kreb Shimon B'Yavol Nai, do you pass on Kreb Shimon Enuchas Avelis? Or Omale, Plukten Enu. It's not going to be a part of Shimon or not. The Yitzhak will learn like this. Rav Chizda Amar Halacha. Chizda says yes. It's like a Paschal like Rav Shimon. Vilkos Avelos Vigol Akula. That's what Rav Chizda says. Halacha. V'chei nom Rav Yechon Halacha. For Rav Nachman nom no ein Halacha. Halacha is v'ein Halacha Rav Shimon v'gamliel b'treifo. In Rav Nachman they said ein Halacha. We don't even make Vilkos Avelos. We don't pass like Rav Shimon. Now the Gemara is saying one of the Maskana. The Maskana is V'yein Halacha Kerev Shem B'Gamliel B'Treifah. And Nilchas Treifah, we have to go to Chumrah, that it's not called the stima. When you have a nekiv in the Bnei Mayin, in the intestines, in the Kishkas there, and there's some mucus coming out that makes a stima, it's still a Treifah. But Yalacha Kerev Shem B'Yavel. But Nilchas Havelos, we go to Kula. That even though his brother comes in by the seventh day, as long as they're still sitting Shiva, he could be Yotza with that count. Why? The Yom HaShmuel, Halacha Kerev Yomeka B'Yavel. We always pass him the kula nichas avelus. His insta union of avelus is only midi rabbonin. That's that you sit 7 days. It's only midi rabbonin. Therefore, sofuk you always go the kula. We pass him the kula by nichas avelus. Therefore, we take a pass like Reb Shimon by Yovel. Omer Reb Simi bar chiyo makifim bivnei mayin. That it could be makifim means you check out. You could compare one to another. Rashi says in nimtzun nikuvim. If you find a hole in the Bnei Mayin and the Kishkis, if you ain't on the Yodim Im Koidim, you don't know what happened before Shkita, Liach HaShkita. So the answer is now, make another hole right now after Shkita. And let's see if they look alike. If they look alike, so you know the first hole came after Shkita. So that's called Makif, and you can check out, compare one to another. Makif and the Mayin, yeah. Mer says now, Hanu Bnei Mayin. What's happened in the case of Kishkis, Hanu Bnei Mayin? The Yosla came to the Rava. They brought in front of Rava and Akfinu, and the Taka made another hole there, and he checked them out, and Vla Yidmu, they didn't look alike. Sakuri wanted to say that it should be Treif, since Vla Yidmu, it must be the first one happened before Shkita, and this happened after Shkita, that's why they don't look alike. But also Ramashashia Bray, Memash Mishbu, he started to move it around, over his hands, he moved around the holes there a little bit. And the Yidmu and the Taka look one to another, and therefore the Achshur, he was Machshurit. Rashi says, Mamashas ben benikovim acherim, v'nebchol amar echra, they all looked alike. So Melo, they all happened after Shrita. Omol, as he said, Timinolucho, how do you know to do like this? That you could be samech on the fact you're moving it around, and now it looks alike. Omol, he said, Kama yodim amashmashur bahani, mekamed lesle kamei demar. Listen, it went through a lot of hands already, this Bnei Mayin. So therefore, it could be the new hole you're making now wasn't moved around yet so much. So therefore, if you make the hole, you have to move it around with your hands, and then they'll look alike. Omlech is adaktim chochem brei betreifis, Reb Yechanan, I see you a big chochem and nukos treifis, like Reb Yechanan. The other one says, Reb Yechanan, Reb Loza, the Yamri Tavaiko, they both say that yes, makifim bereya, they said the same story by the lungs. If you have a hole in the wrong lungs and you have a suffix, whether it happened after Shkita, before Shkita, you can also check it out. Yeah. Rashi says, Makif and Bereya, Hecha de Lekele Mitli Betavcha. I mean, where the hole came in the place where the Tabochan themselves, the butchers, don't touch it so much. Then we have to be afraid maybe it was there from before Shkita. So if you make another hole now and they look alike, then it's kosher. Ova Rova, only if the hole is in the same line as the first neck. It has to be near one another. Then you can check it out. Rashi Doifenre means on the same wall of the lungs. Your right or the left side. But from one side to the other side, you can't compare. Anyway, they look differently. The Ilkhasa, the Lokharis don't know. The Ilkhasa, that Afilu Meruga Laruga. Even from one row to another row, you could check it out. And midaka lagasa, any small animal, you could check out to another small animal. And omigasa lagasa, and like a big one, a cow to another cow. You can't check out a hole of a lamb and make another one on an ox. A big animal to a small one, they don't look different. You can't tell one from another. Abaye v'Rav Damatava, they both say, makif in b'kona. We have a nekiv in the corner on the food pipe. Rashi is the corner is the windpipe. The corner. And nimtzas pesuka. If you find the whole windpipe that is cut more than halfway, the yachas man, yeah, and you don't know whether it happened before shchita or after shchita. So again, makif, you can make another cut there and see if they look as red as one another. You tell they both happen after shchita not. Amar apapos le'amornela bi'aisa chulia. Only in the same chulia, in the same ring of the corner, can you check it out? From one ring to another ring, you can't check it out. But Dilchus Halacha is no, even from one ring like to another ring, also you can check it out. It's also okay. Yeah. Rashi says, Chulia means Sholish Tabois, three rings together. The Tabois Achas, Hey Nogel Kiyasar. Yeah, but three of them together is called the Chulia. And the Mora says, Afilu Chulia Chulia. Omibar chuya labar chuya, and what's outside the Rashi says who kalisha sakana minat stodim. Yeah, that's like the thin part of the corner. So I think the tabos itself goes around most of it, but the middle membrane that goes down, that's called the bar chuya, in between, like the chuya. So in between to another in between is also good. Avoloi mechuya labar chuya, not from a part of the ring to the piece of meat of the corner in between the rings, and below me bar chuya lechuya. They also, they look differently. You can't compare a psuka from this part to that part. Oma Ziri Ziri says, chal chulis shenikvok sheirom. The chachulis, if there's a hole there, still is kosher. Rashi says, hi kakasha tefchaya. That's the colon, I think. At the end of the colon, that's where then the waste comes out. Yes, so kakasha. So the inkub, it had a neck of there, sees still was kosher, it's not a trefer. Since the thighs of the animal like, hold it up. Rashi says, Mamidis means Saisman Isa Sharia Dukimba. Since the rectum there is attached to the sides, they hold it up, that's not called a rate, that's not called a trefer. The kama, how much? Omer Reb Ilo, Omer Reb Yochanan, Mokim Hadovik Beruba. If it's a Mokim with Dovik that's attached, Rashi says, she Dvuka, Prichayim, Rasham is attached to the thighs like Beruba. Afilo Nikta Venito, Doif Noyelgin, attached on Beruba Ksheira. Why Shein Derech Harei Yetz, Derech Hanekev, Lachs Lachur, doesn't go backwards. Lipo Toicha Chlala Guf. So therefore, it'll still be Ksheira. So the mokum, we have mokum had devek, mokum had devek is berubai, but shleva mokum had devek was not tight against the walls there, then b'mashu, then any small neke would make it for treifa. So Amru Rabbanan came with Rabbah, Rabbanan came in front of Rabbah, and they said at Mishmedu Reb Nachman, that Omar, lav miyamilch, didn't I tell you already, that loitichludei, don't be totally, don't rely on Buki or Thriki. I don't say it over another name.